Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo sprinting in here as fast as he can to get that update going. Jerry out today.
CeeLo, are you going to the gym?
Maybe.
All right, just wondering. You got your gym shorts on.
Listen, I heard from my authority that rule no longer exists around here.
All right,
That's what I was told.
How about a nice pair of golf shorts or something as opposed to like gym shorts?
Had the golf shorts on yesterday. Played golf yesterday.
Yeah, the golf what?
The golf shorts.
I thought you said golf shorts.
Did I?
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard.
Like Aaron Judge said planet?
He did not say planet.
He did not say planet. He said player.
Player.
Stop sticking up for him. He said player.
No,
he's the best
I'm not
player
sticking
on the
up
team.
For him. I love that he said, if that's what he said. That'd be
definitely
great.
What
that's
he
great.
Said.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll review it here in a sec.
Okay.
All I know right, you played it already, but I'll isolate it and we can... I don't think it's... I'll say this. I agree he's probably saying player, but he kind of slurred the word. How's that?
Okay.
Okay? It
you
was
said
that
a slur?
Okay. No. Slurred the word. Like, he didn't hit the R at the end
slur.
Of... No. Come on now.
Not Aaron Judge.
No.
Never.
If you're right, exactly.
Years,
always says
never.
The right thing. And right, does yeah. the right thing.
Well, he said the right thing. He's the
right.
best player on the team.
He
which is.
Is
awesome.
That's
right.
You can't be the favorite to win the league MVP and not be
yeah.
the best player on the
you
team.
You can say whatever you want about Phil Mickelson. What he said was accurate when it first
sure.
started. Right.
Right.
So
to
now,
Shipnuck.
Right. Shipnuck. But now this is accurate. He said the right thing. It's accurate. You may not like it or not. But
no, it's great. I love it. I got no problem with it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
here.
His teammates don't either.
Yeah.
If that's actually what he said.
There's absolutely no way anybody could have a problem with that.
No.
In that clubhouse or anywhere else. The reason why it's interesting is because he never says stuff like that.
Right. In fact, prior to that answer, the first four or five he gave
yeah,
enough.
Everybody ahead of me and,
yeah.
you know, getting the job done.
But he's also sending a message to Brian Cashman. Look, man, I'm the best player on the team and you got other guys making more money than me. Buck up.
Yeah,
that's exactly
yeah, yeah.
what it's all about.
Probably.
You know it, and I know
how about Al's narrative on the warm-up this morning? He goes, oh, I was rooting for them to get no hit. You know, he gets the money on Friday. He's no show on Friday, no show on Saturday, no show on Sunday. I was like, come on, man.
That's great.
You were really rooting for them to get no
was,
hit, Al?
Yeah.
That would have been a very unique, interesting thing, yeah.
Back-to-back
no-hitters.
That part we all agree on, but you were on the narrative of, hey, all of a sudden Friday, after he gets the walk-off
yes.
Thursday night, Friday they settle, and then
nothing
there goes
Friday,
the offense.
Nothing Friday, nothing Saturday. I was hoping nothing Sunday,
yeah.
but then he hits the
I'm
walk-off.
Like, there's eight other guys in the lineup, to be fair.
That is true. All right, so let's hear what you got over
yes.
there, CeeLo.
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Yeah, they really, it's true, they did a whole lot of nothing offensively from basically Friday evening through the first six innings of yesterday. But in the end, they bookend their four-game series against the Astros with a couple of walk-offs.
It'll be an 0-1 to Judge. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the end of deep left. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone. It's a walk-off three-run home run. It's a Judgian blast to deep left center into the bullpen.
John Sterling here on the Fan. The three-run shot in the 10th to end it and send the Yanks past the Astros 6-3. It's their 10th walk-off across 73 games. They are 53-20 and now 5-1 in extra inning games so far this season. All right, let's circle back to quickly here. So again, I heard it before you brought it up to me.
Yeah.
Right before I started the warm-up, I was actually watching the replay of the interview with Meredith, and I was recording it, knowing, oh, I'm going to play some of this. And that was the last answer. And I'm like, oh, he screwed up. He meant to say best team on the planet, and it came out planet of the team. Did not even occur to me in the moment that he might have said best player on the team. All right, so I'm going to find the part in the clip. I'm gonna fire away here. Are you ready?
Oh, and you're the best player on the team. You're playing 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 on the team. You know, how can you not?
It's like he rushes through it a lot.
Yeah, but you're cutting off when you're the best.
Oh, and you're the best player on the team. You know, how can you?
But when you're the best. But you, do you ever invert your words? Sometimes it happens to all of us, especially when emotions are running high. Right? Mm. You misspeak. In your head, it comes out best team on the planet, but then it actually.
When you're the best player in the team, that's where the calmness comes from.
Now,
you're the best player
in the team. I agree. In hindsight, that's probably what he said. But to me, it's not clear as day because he kind of rushed through it a little bit.
I heard it. We all heard
No.
We all said the same
thing.
Eddie, you first heard it. What did you think, Eddie?
Best player on the team.
Al, you heard it. What did you think?
Best player on the team.
What does the intern think?
Same.
Same.
Would you agree, though?
Well, I mean, I brought it to you and said, player on the team. Yeah.
So there's no hindsight. Everybody heard it.
No. For me, hindsight, because when I first heard it, I didn't hear it that way. But now that you say it, I'm like, okay, that makes a lot more sense than, hey, he misspoke and inverted his words.
You wanted it. You wanted to hear something else.
No, because I love that he said best player.
Was that Eddie?
He had his Yankee-colored headphones.
Right, exactly.
Wait a second. So my Yankee-colored headphones would be rooting for him to say planet instead of player? Why, as a Yankee fan, would I have a problem with him saying he's the best player on the team? Why would I have a problem with that?
Well, I think because some people might say that that's cocky.
Here's why I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Fine. Valid point. If you watched him after the home run, he rounds first base. He's ready to shut it down and go back to the dugout. His teammates had to talk him into completing the trip to get credit for the home run. Did you notice that? He was going to just stop at first, but okay, we won the game. That we only need one run.
You're the best player on the team. That's
right.
Best player
on the team in an MVP season. You got to get all the home runs you can get.
Right, but he wasn't looking to do that.
Why wouldn't, if you hit a home run? Why, you know, I can understand maybe
because you're a team first guy. That's why.
I can understand like if it's game seven and you want to. You know, whatever, but I mean, why wouldn't you want credit for the home run? Part of the fun of that is running around the bases.
He's not thinking about that.
Right, the most famous one of those in New York sports Grand Slam single, there Rob Ventura.
Love it.
1999.
My only issue with Judge after the game is he gave his bat to Spike Lee.
He's been a guy who's flip flop with the Yankees and Mets, right? Like he's shown up.
Probably, who knows?
Yeah, he's a flip flopper.
Fraud. That's probably just a New York fan, is what he'll tell you.
Right. Yeah.
Roots for all, I'm a New York, New York fan. Teams. I'm rooting for all New York.
Yeah, teams. Not the Nets though.
And then Spike Lee grabbed the bat, tended to hit, and everything else is just
brutal.
Man,
no one needs that. All right, now
hold on, Mike in New Jersey has a completely different take on this. What's going on there, Mike?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I'm listening to you guys talk about Judge saying he's the best player on the team in the interview with Meredith. And I had to rewind this like five times. I even called the buddy. So I think he's actually referring to Stanton. If you listen to the question prior from Meredith, she's talking about Stanton's first home run that game. And I think he says it about him, not about himself.
And this has turned into like the Zapruder film here.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I did not think that at all.
Especially with the way Meredith followed up that question with, you know, where does that come from?
Quiet confidence.
Yeah, right. Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Meaning, where does it come from for you, I think?
For you, because she's talking to him. Yeah.
Yes, but as you referenced, his previous answer was about all of them.
It was.
The fact that, hey, we were having a rough day, but we didn't, you know, we didn't panic and we just kept doing our thing.
Yeah. Well, we need the best player on the team. Right, it doesn't matter.
You know, maybe we can get clarity today.
Maybe. All right. Perhaps. All right. Now, in the seventh, they were getting no hit again, this time by Jose Urquidy before Giancarlo Stanton did a homer into Monument Park. And then DJ LeMahieu had the game-tying two-run shot to left in the eighth. DJ with Susan right after the Judge walk-off, despite the offensive struggles. They never pressed.
Yeah, I mean, their pitcher was pitching well, but none of us felt like we were out of it. So we just kept going and put some big swings on late in the game.
Yeah, best team on the planet, which they've made a habit of this season. Aaron Boone marveling at the latest comeback here. He was describing Judge's game-winning approach in the bottom of the 10th.
It's just like he's able to just slow it down, and I'm just going to touch this thing, and he did.
Touched it off over the wall.
Just going to touch this thing.
He was talking about his very easy power. They didn't take a big swing. He just takes a nice, easy swing, and the ball still finds itself over the wall for a home run. Lost at all this a little bit. Michael King getting out of that jam in the top of the 10th where you had the IKF error. They had the runner caught between second and third where they didn't get the out, and he was able to work out of that bases-loaded jam to keep the
Glaber
Astros.
Was on ice skates there in the ninth inning.
And then, The Yankees had him at third with less than two outs. Hicks strikes out. Glaber catches the spike in the dirt there and rolls his ankle.
Let me ask you a question. Do they work on fundamentals over there?
Fundies? I would think
The Mets are so fundamentally sound
these
days.
Of course, yeah.
But even going into second base, his slide was...
Yeah, it was awkward. Yeah. Now, in fairness, the throw was way offline, so I think it was the shortstop, was reaching over, and he's probably trying to avoid... I was actually worried he was going to hurt his shoulder there.
Yeah, I know.
It was very awkward, but he got right up and ran to third, and then, you know, basically... Caught a cleat. It was weird. Like nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like he's stepping on the base or anything. He just took a bad step.
Just that one of those bad days where nothing went right.
Right. Except after the game, what went right is that they're not worried long term. It's just an ankle sprain. He's apparently going
to
be okay.
I mean, he couldn't even get back to third base.
No, he hit the deck and that was it. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you get hit with a puck at 100 miles an hour.
Here we go.
What? What? What do you mean, here we go?
Equating it back to hockey.
Yeah, well, it's true.
How about what's his name blocking the shot last night, and the skate blade came off?
Yeah.
He was crawling back to the ice.
That
was awesome. That was awesome. All right, so apparently Torres is going to be okay, and he's been slumping now at the plate. One for his last 18. He was 0-for-3 on Sunday. You also had Aroldis Chapman, scoreless game at AA. He could be activated either today or tomorrow. So some arms coming back. Domingo Herman's throwing a rehab outing for Somerset tomorrow, and Jonathan Loaisiga has got bullpen sessions coming up. So they've got some arms that are getting healthy here as the A's come to town. The lowly A's are in the midst of a brutal season, and they'll play the first of three tonight. 6:25 preach, Jordan Montgomery and Paul Blackburn. Meantime, in Miami, the Mets failed to complete the sweep of the Marlins.
0-1 to Fortes with the outfield around towards right. The pitch, breaking ball, hit deep to left field. This is going to win the game for the Marlins. It is long gone. A game-winning home run by Nick Fortes, who jumps on a slider from Adam Ottavino.
Howie Rose, WCBS.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. 3-2 final for the Fish. The Mets still took 2 out of 3, completing a 2-3 road trip. Let's get to Ottavino here. Gio referenced it already. So he throws 6 pitches and takes the loss. First things first, before we get to the quote you referenced, pretty unimpressed with Nick Fortes.
I'm not worried about that guy. I mean, he hit a homer, good for him, you know what I mean? But, like... I don't spend too much time on a guy like that. I mean, he's never faced me before, so it's all new anyway.
Hey, little loser.
Oh, yeah, big loser he is. I don't spend time with losers like that. I think I'm wasting time with losers like Nick Fortes. Give me a break.
And as far as giving up the game winner goes...
I don't want to lose the game for the team, you know, but personally, it's just, it's nothing. It's a blip. It's a bump in the road. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to lose sleep over it individually. It just sucks to lose for the team, basically.
I'm not going
to
worry about it, okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right, so it's not my problem, you know. So, I mean, I'm not going to think about it. For the team, it sucks, okay? So it's bad for the team. But for me, you know, moving on. Okay.
Wow.
So just like that.
Probably the right mentality for a reliever, by the way. Short memory.
Yeah.
Move on. Next time, go out and get them, right? Brandon Nimmo homered in this game. Pete Alonso, after a couple of homers Saturday, doubled home run. He's up to 69 RBIs on the season now.
Right.
Mets are off today. They will play the Astros again for 2 games beginning tomorrow night at Citi Field. So the Stros with a day off here, the Mets with a day off, and they will meet at Citi Field.
The Astros are a pain in the neck. Man.
Yes, they are. And then the Yankees get them for the 1 game on Thursday in Houston. So 9 in a row for the Astros, I believe, against the Yankees and the Mets here. Nice little interesting New York swing for them. Max Scherzer is going to make another rehab outing tomorrow. I guess the minor league affiliate's still to be determined, so I would imagine it's either Binghamton or Syracuse, right? So he had some soreness coming out of that last outing, but not with the oblique. He just...
General soreness.
He's been rehabbing, and then the rehab outing itself.
Oh, so it's the Rumble Ponies again tomorrow,
is
huh?
It? Okay, the story I read said that it was a TBD on the affiliate. But why not the Rumble Ponies again, right?
Yeah, if they're home, right?
Especially after the game, when he pitched there, he's like, I don't want to be a Rumble Pony. I want to be a Met.
You're a Rumble Pony again.
Buck was busting his, that's going to be on a T-shirt when he gets back here.
Yeah.
So Buck was having fun with that, the fact that he's up there in Binghamton pitching for the Rumble Ponies. So
twice.
Yes, exactly. Well, we'll see. So another rehab outing on the way for him, and I guess
general soreness.
Yes,
general soreness.
And DeGrom, I think, is throwing live BP again, or did over the weekend. So
yeah, he threw 20 pitches or something.
Well, there you go.
You know, down in poor St. Lucie.
Very nice. Yeah, so he's on the way.
One inning of live batting practice.
He's on the way. It's coming.
When? I mean,
late
when?
August.
I was going to say.
That's fine. As long as they're treading water, let him take his time. This way, you've got a smaller gap of time to handle and cover once he comes back. Right?
Right.
Maybe he will get 5 starts.
Good.
Maybe 6.
Yeah.
He's good for usually 15 now. So yeah. Give him 5 or 6 in the regular season, then he's got plenty in the tank for the postseason.
I know you're busting a little balls but it's not a bad point.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't hate on the Mets. I don't. If they're playing, they're still playing well.
Yeah.
The Braves have
just keep pushing them
a little
back.
Bit. Yeah.
5 games now.
Yeah. Lead that clock, right, man. Later in the season. All right. Stanley Cup final is over, and the Lightning are not 3-time Stanley Cup winners.
3-on-2 for the Avalanche. Manson McKinnon back for Manson. Tapped over. Score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art! Lehkonen off the feed from Manson, and McKinnon has tallied and gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead.
Avs radio second period, and credit them for holding that 2-1 lead as Tampa pulls the goalie late, and they really didn't get much of a look. Have actually struggled to get puck possessions. Colorado ran out the clock. 2-1 win. They win the series in 6, and they hoist the Stanley Cup on Tampa ice there at the end. Cale Makar, Conn Smythe, and Norris Trophy winner in a span of about a week, and he was certainly on cloud 9 afterwards.
It's uncomparable. This you get to spend an experience with the boys, and I mean, there's nothing better than this. You dream of this. It feels so surreal. It feels like a video game right now.
I was on NHL Network
Gary
radio.
Gary Pettman couldn't be there because he has COVID.
Yeah. I was like, why is it Bill Daly? And then they announced it on the broadcast.
Mm. Well, Bill Daly doesn't get booed either.
Yeah, that's, no. Yeah, the only time there was a boo was when he mentioned Bettman's name.
Right.
You know, he said, yeah, boo.
I know Bettman did a good job of growing the pie for the players, at least, this time around with the new TV contracts. So maybe people back off a little bit.
So thus ends the season, and thus ends the run for the Lightning, or so you would say, but Steven Stamkos didn't want to go that far.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, who says we're done, right? I mean, this core is here, and we've battled. We've been through everything you can think of, and for the most part, we found a way to come out on top. So it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I loved Vasilevsky. They caught him going back into the locker room. He's throwing F-bombs.
He
just
wanted to ever give up a goal. That intensity is the thing. You know, training camp starts, I think, next week.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not far off. Right. It'll be here before we know it.
Exactly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.